平成27年度市川高等学校前期入学試験英語リスニングテストを始めます。1、これから英文とその内容に関する5つの質問文が読まれます。答えとして最も適切なものを選び、それぞれ記号で答えなさい。英文と質問文は2回読まれます。なお、放送を聞きながら問題用紙の余白部分にメモを取っても構いません。
American classrooms used to look similar to traditional Japanese classrooms. Students sat at desks and studied what the teacher wrote on the blackboard. They had backpacks which were full of different textbooks and big paper dictionaries. In classrooms these days, you will see fewer textbooks and less chalk and paper.Instead, many students now use iPads or similar technology, and teachers have special whiteboards which are linked to their computers. At Heaton Middle School in New York, 5th and 6th graders were given their own iPads to use in all classes. The students use them to study everything, from languages to math and science. They also take them home and use them to send homework to teachers by email,or keep in touch with friends after school. As a result, teachers hope to give students skills which they will need for success in the future. They say that the more technology advances, the more important it is for students to use it. Students like it too. Lessons are more exciting, and having fewer books to carry means their bags are not as heavy.Heaton is not the only school to have started using computer technology in the classroom. Over 1.5 million students are now using iPads in the United States alone, and the government would like to give tablet computers to all middle and junior high school students within the next few years. Researchers say there are about 20 million students, so they will need a lot of computers, and that will cost a lot of money.In fact, because tablet computers usually cost around $500 each, some people complain that schools might try to save money by stopping other activities. Some teachers are also afraid that tablets could stop students studying and that students spend enough time looking at computer screens already. However, even if some people have worries,It appears that the traditional classroom is disappearing, and the results seem to be positive. Teachers at Heaton say that their students are more interested in each subject and that test scores have risen since the tablets arrived. Maybe the government is right, and technology in the classroom will help to make a brighter future for many young people.
問1
How have many classrooms changed?
問2
Why do students at Heaton Middle School like using iPads?
問3
What is true about Heaton Middle School?
問4
Why don't some people like the government's plan?
問5
What does the speaker say about technology in the classroom?
繰り返します。
American classrooms used to look similar to traditional Japanese classrooms.Students sat at desks and studied what the teacher wrote on the blackboard. They had backpacks which were full of different textbooks and big paper dictionaries. In classrooms these days, you will see fewer textbooks and less chalk and paper. Instead, many students now use iPads or similar technology, and teachers have special whiteboards which are linked to their computers.At Heaton Middle School in New York, Fifth and sixth graders were given their own iPads to use in all classes. The students use them to study everything, from languages to math and science. They also take them home and use them to send homework to teachers by email or keep in touch with friends after school. As a result, teachers hope to give students skills which they will need for success in the future. They say that the more technology advances, the more important it is for students to use it. Students like it too. Lessons are more exciting, and having fewer books to carry means their bags are not as heavy. Heaton is not the only school to have started using computer technology in the classroom. Over 1.5 million students are now using iPads in the United States alone, and the government would like to give tablet computers to all middle and junior high school students within the next few years. Researchers say there are about 20 million students, so they will need a lot of computers, and that will cost a lot of money. In fact, because tablet computers usually cost around $500 each, some people complain that schools might try to save money by stopping other activities. Some teachers are also afraid that tablets could stop students studying and that students spend enough time looking at computer screens already. However, even if some people have worries, it appears that the traditional classroom is disappearing, and the results seem to be positive. Teachers at Heaton say that their students are more interested in each subject and that test scores have risen since the tablets arrived. Maybe the government is right, and technology in the classroom will help to make a brighter future for many young people.
問1
How have many classrooms changed?
問2
Why do students at Heaton Middle School like using iPads?
問3
What is true about Heaton Middle School?
問4
Why don't some people like the government's plan?
問5
What does the speaker say about technology in the classroom?
英語リスニングテストを終わります。